illustrated this in graduate school, though my wife thinks it kind of looks like a South Park character. And also she said, hey, it looks like Steve the Monkey from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. But as a result of that, I think I better help you know what some of these structures are. So there is our central artery of the penis. And the central artery in the penis in this longitudinal section is located here. It's a branch off our internal pudendal artery. And then our corpora cavernosa, and it's paired on either side of the dorsal aspect of the penis. And here in this longitudinal section, all of this erectile tissue that's responsible for being engorged with blood, that then that deep fascia on the outside tightens, and that's why the penis becomes erect. The urethra. There's our urethra, and in its longitudinal section, it's this tube that's going to take urine out from the bladder, or during an ejaculation, just take semen out, and we'll see why urine's not going to mix in a few minutes. And then there's the corpus spongiosum, which is some erectile tissue that surrounds the shaft of the penis and becomes part of the gland's penis. Okay, and then there's our dorsal penile veins, and there's a bunch of other veins, but these are the veins that are going to be compressed to prohibit blood from draining. So nitric oxide is going to cause the vasodilation of these deep penile arteries. So there's our deep penile arteries, and then when that postganglionic parasympathetic neuron synapses at this central artery, nitric oxide is that neurotransmitter that then causes those vessels to, here we go one more time, dilate. When they dilate, blood is now going to fill the erectile tissue called the corpus cavernosum and a little to some extent the spongiosum, which I didn't illustrate here, but it's primarily the corpus cavernosum. And then this penis is going to expand, and as it expands and becomes erect, it's going to compress those dorsal venous veins like that. And by compressing them, and it's actually a little bit more than that, you're going to inhibit the drainage of the penis, so that's why the penis stays erect. And it'll stay erect until either ejaculation occurs or the stimulation goes away.